Hello, Hope is on.
Hey, Chrissy Rios.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
After I've made a complete catastrophe of our cocktails, I'm doing all right.
It happens.
It hasn't happened in a while, but it's okay. I'm moving on from it. I'm going to accept my clumsiness and...
Your drink fate.
I will say, though, with our backdrop that we used for the entire month of December and even this week...
I think even some of November, too.
No, because I didn't have the tree up in...
You didn't have it up after Thanksgiving?
The day after Thanksgiving, but I don't know the... Oh, maybe we... Well, that would have been a December drink of the week, though.
Probably. Anyways.
It doesn't matter. It is what
it is. It's all season.
For the holiday season, my holiday tree backdrop, we used it final time for the year today.
I'm kind of sad.
Yeah, it is kind of a bummer that it's coming down, but it's time.
It's time.
I'll miss it. Once it goes down, I'm like, man, my house is really empty. You take everything down.
No, it's true.
It sort of opens up a lot more space again that you've gotten used to not having.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to throw away the drink of the week tree skirt.
It's okay. It lived a good life.
It served
tons
its
of
purpose
booze.
Well. And it soaked up. That's exactly it. It just soaked up a ton of booze.
That was its payment.
It, yeah, it collected. For sure.
And a fancy drink that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Like, bastard. So with that, let's talk about the drink of the week. I don't have any sounds for it, so. It felt like it needed
like
sound, though.
Like a twinkling, like, I don't know.
I could probably find that. I don't have anything like that right now, but I could find
maybe
it.
Maybe something like that for next time.
I'll look it up. I'll see what I can do. Yeah. No promises, though, because if you guys already know me. You know, it could be June before this actually.
when it happens, it happens. Priorities, you know.
So today's drink of the week is the Chambord Cure Royale. And from what I've tasted of it, it was really tasty.
It is really good. I don't want to rub it in your face too much.
I took the hit. Hope has a gorgeous
color. It's beautiful. Nice. I feel so fancy.
What I do like is I'm in love with these champagne flutes that are stemless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really like these because you can use them for way more cocktails.
And they actually, like, this glass in particular feels pretty good in the hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really not bulky. It's not too thin either. It's just right, but I think making some summery cocktails in this are going to be really cute.
Agreed.
I like multi-purpose glassware.
Yeah, I feel like glassware now, like way back, was more like, this is a martini glass. This is for champagne.
Mm-hmm.
This is for an old fashioned, where now people are like, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can switch
whatever
it up.
Looks nice.
Exactly. It's really it. Yeah, it really is what it comes down to. So what the Chambord Cure Royale is, it's supposed to be a quarter ounce of Chambord. However, we're heavy handed on the spot. So it's a half ounce. And then you just fill it up with champagne, use some raspberries to garnish, and voila.
Champagne. Cheers.
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 Hope. Sad, pathetic, empty glass. It looks pretty, though.
It looks pretty, but it also tastes really good.
Yeah. Thank you for giving me a sip of yours. That's how desperate it was. I actually had to take a sip of your glass.
I can leave you this other half of it.
No. Finish it. It's fine. I'm going to be fine.
All right.
I'll cry later. It's okay.
We can make it again later.
I really want to go make some mimosas, so I'm celebrating tomorrow. I'm going to drink all day because I have to go back to work on Monday.
You and I both.
Yeah, but you worked some of this last 2 weeks.
And I really regret doing that. Truly, I regret it.
I did not work, so going back on Monday is going to be painstaking.
You might actually need an eye-opener before you go.
I think I might. I may take some of that standard-proof red eye and throw it in my coffee.
For real.
That stuff is fantastic. All right. So let's talk about the week.
Yes.
That was really low key for me.
It was pretty low key for me as well.
New Year's Eve. I was super low key. I don't think I did much. I didn't do anything. I actually was.
Wait, did you stay up for the new year though?
Yeah.
Okay. So you made it to midnight.
Yeah. I made it to woot midnight. Woot. But I didn't want to do anything. I was not feeling it.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, I told you earlier, I had a little bit of an allergic reaction to something I ate last weekend. So I kept it low key as well. I wasn't feeling 100% myself, but We stayed in. My sister came by, had some drinks. We were up kind of late, and then I slept in.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to sleep in because I have the psycho to my right here. Harper has not allowed many sleep in mornings for me. Ooh.
She is giving you a look.
I know. I just looked and I was getting She's that like, side eye. Nasty.
Like, I know you're talking about me.
When you're talking trash about me, I know. So, but there was something exciting that happened on New Year's Eve before midnight. And I didn't share with you because I knew you were out. I didn't want to interrupt. But we had 3,000 downloads right before midnight.
That's awesome. Right?
That was a huge milestone, and I didn't think we were going to hit it until
after
the new year. And I decided just to take a stat check, have my final numbers for 2019.
Yeah.
And I looked and I saw it, and I was super stoked. I was so happy. This so is that great. Was a great way to end the 2019 year and head into the new year on a really strong foot. So I was super
That's great.
Stoked about that. So awesome. Thank you, everybody who has listened and made that little milestone possible.
Thank you.
Grazie.
Yes.
Like that. You like that?
Yeah. You're welcome. How worldly of you.
I try.
You know, once in a while. Can't do it all the time.
No, it's too
Can't
much.
Can't spoil everybody.
No, it's too much. Another thing that was decided upon, our first official podcast collaboration, as in podcasting with another pod. We are collaborating and doing a podcast with, because I don't have a drum roll.
Oh, drum roll. Oh, okay. If you guys heard it.
Yeah, maybe, but it was there. The Footlong Pony Podcast.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to this.
I cannot wait. You know I love them. You love them. We love them.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to our pod, we tell you guys to go listen to them and love them all the time because they're fantastic. I think we're going to try to shoot for the end of the month.
Let's do it.
We'll talk all kinds of ridiculousness.
I think this pod is just going to be us laughing hysterically. 90% of it.
Lots of laughing. Lots of laughing. We'll have a plan. We'll come up with a game plan. We'll probably play a game with them of some sorts.
Yeah.
Because it's way better when you can bring other people in and drag them into your madness.
Absolutely.
Another big thing happened in the state of Illinois.
It sure did.
And it caused a frenzy.
Oh, yeah, it did.
To say the least. In the state of Illinois, as of January 1st, marijuana is officially recreational legal.
Hell yeah.
And it caused lines and lines and lines of people waiting mm-hmm. to get into dispensaries.
Yes.
Lines that I've never seen for anything. I've never seen lines that long for people giving away free money.
Where's that at? Because I need to find that line.
Have you ever seen when they do the gas and they'll... Today, you know, coming the radio stations covering it and it's 69 cents a gallon or something. Why did that number come to my head?
It's your favorite number. No,
Jesus
I'm kidding.
Christ. But like, do you know what I mean? Like they'll have that kind of thing. You'll see all these cars lined up for miles. These were actual human beings standing out and it was cold as fuck.
Yeah, it was really bitterly cold.
Oh my God. It was so God dang cold.
So I have a friend that actually works in the marijuana industry. Now that it's legal and everything, one of her employees, I shouldn't say employees.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I have to stop you. You said now that it's legal. Were they dealer before?
I mean, I'm sure she's working for a reputable company and everything. But after it became legal, one of her coworkers actually was the first guy in Chicago to buy legal marijuana. And he was in line since 11:30 p.m. the day before. So New Year's Eve. He didn't celebrate. I was like, you didn't even spend the new year celebrating. You literally waited in line to be the first person in history for Illinois to buy.
So was he documented as the first one? Because I saw an article with somebody who was noted as the first one.
Yeah, that I read it in an article as well.
It was in the Tribune.
Yeah, yeah.
But he said it in the article, said he was in line for at like 2 p.m. on New
Year's
Eve.
It was someone else. That's weird. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Point is, this guy didn't even spend New Year's partying or anything. He was in line in the freezing cold waiting.
Yeah. Now, did they open up their dispensary, though, at midnight? Or were they one open the next morning at 10?
No, he purchased, I think, at 2 a.m.
Oh, see, yeah. This was for the open door official, open door ones. And he got in line at 2 p.m. the day before, so New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
and he was like literally the first one. I mean, they even had a photo of him, and he had his hands up air, and he was celebrating, and like the news was there covering this.
Okay.
He was officially the first person in Illinois to purchase weed, and it was in like Westmont or something. I want to say it was in the burbs.
Then maybe it was totally different.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
he may have been the first guy in the city.
Maybe. But I was just so astonished. And then I'm sure you've seen the receipts that people are posting for prices.
In the photo, it showed how much the cost of what the purchase was.
Mm-hmm.
It also showed the tax. And if there is one thing I've learned in Illinois, they do well, it is tax.
Tax.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. And in the photo, the receipt was $307. 76 of it was taxes.
Insane to me. Insane.
$76. That's where I kind of say, I don't know. I don't think the dealers have much to worry about.
They don't. I know a few that I am friends with, and they basically said they were on Snapchat laughing their asses off because they said, yeah, don't lose my number quite yet. So
when I saw that, because originally, I don't really buy weed, so I don't have a perception, right, of how much it costs or any of that. But when I saw the taxes on that receipt, I thought there is no way that dealers are going to be put out of business anytime soon. Because there's no way that I'll believe that $76 wouldn't buy you a fair amount of weed.
There's been so many jokes. I've seen so many jokes on social media about how much it's costing people to go to a dispensary and buy. The only pro to that is the fact that, A, you know exactly what you're getting. There's no fuzziness about the details of what strain that you're getting, if it's a sativa or indica. The other thing is, you know, it's being produced in a regulated environment, but also a lot of these companies are very green about what they do, so environmentally friendly as well. But to me, if I'm going to go to a dispensary, most likely, in all honesty, I'm speaking quite frankly, it would be for a special occasion that I would spend that kind of money on something. It would not be my go-to every day or every week or however often smoke.
I guess there's a lot of parts to it. I agree with what you're saying, mm-hmm. right? There is now it's legal, right? So, you know, if you're buying it there, you're not doing anything now against the law. You can prove you bought it, you have a receipt, blah, blah, blah. But aside from that, too, there's so many variations. So you can go in, because even on that receipt, the guy bought four different things, like three different strains and an edible.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's the other thing, too. I don't know. I can't really say, because I don't know how drug dealers work. If they're walking around with like various strains, like 10 strains.
Well, some people do have a couple strains to pick from. It depends on how pro your dealer is. I'll be honest about mm-hmm. that. Some people will be like, this is what I have. I don't know what it is. It's good. But like, my thing is like, okay, it's good. It's not going to tell me what am I actually smoking or vaping. Specifically now, a lot of people have been warned, do not buy the THC oil in the vape thingies, cartridges, because you don't know what's in them. But at least if I go and spend $70 at a dispensary, I know that that oil's pure. I'm not going to.
Well, that's my point, too.
Yeah.
I think that comes back to, you know what you're walking
exactly.
into. I hate to say this, but even in an edible sense, I don't know how. Unless I know the person who's making it. Like, if you were making pot brownies, I would eat your pot brownie. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I don't know somebody else, and not knowing where they cooked it, how they cooked it, what they cooked it. Yeah, I don't know how easy I am about that.
I agree with you.
I still want to go check one out, though. No, I really do.
And we talked about this prior to the pod. I am definitely interested in checking one out. I don't think I'll be purchasing anytime soon from there. But once all of the hype dies down, I will take my time to go look at one.
Yeah.
See what do they offer. Are there things I don't even, like I've never even seen before? I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm really interested in checking it out too. But I agree with you. I had no, so how naive I was, in full disclosure, I sent Hope a text on New Year's Day. And I was like, hey, we should go and check out one of these dispensaries. And she shut it down right away. And I thought at first, you know, hungover asshole, right? But then when she had made the mention of there's so much hype, then it made me stop and go look it up because I was like, oh, I wonder. I didn't think about that, you know? Mm-hmm. And the first thing I did when I looked it up was I saw, I didn't even intentionally look that up. I was going on to social and it was the first thing that popped up from Barstool Chicago, one of the lines of people.
Yeah. And I thought about it after I had texted you. I was like, man, maybe that sounded kind of bitchy. But honestly, I knew this was going to be fucking crazy.
That's my dog's piggy.
No, and I honestly, I'm not about to.
Wait, can I say we're a family of sound effects, clearly?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm not about to spend my entire day in line. Sorry.
No, and I honestly, my thought was, oh, they opened up at 10. All right, 11:30, there's going to be nobody there. We'll go check it out. You could not have sold me the story that I saw.
Yeah.
I would never have believed it. And the videos kept coming. I mean, there were tons of them. Mm-hmm. So there was one where the line was easily, if not a half a mile.
To a mile long, yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy to me.
Yeah.
The first day take, are mm-hmm. you ready?
Uh-huh.
$3.2 million on day one.
All I gotta say, Chrissy, and I will say this for Stefan as well, we better not see one goddamn pothole in this fucking city.
Well, this is
city.
The state of Illinois, not the city of Chicago.
Well, city of Chicago, I'm sure cashed in as well. So maybe they didn't make 3.2.
No, they're not listed on the receipt.
No?
No. Let me double check that.
Well, either way.
Because if they're not listed and they're not getting any of that money, then it's not going to fix that. I agree with you. It'd be nice to drive down the street where it's not like driving through a minefield. So the state is taking all the taxes.
Okay. Well, I hope that the state remembers that Chicago is part of their state.
So that's it. That's the word on the street.
How appropriate.
I know. I had to throw that in there. All right. So here's what else I did on my time off. Well, since New Year's, because I think we discussed my last week and this week hasn't been much different. I decided to sit down and give a little time to the old Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Have I watched The Witcher yet? Nope. Still hasn't happened.
Chrissy.
It's because I got distracted. Okay. So I'm also going to start out by saying this.
Okay.
Hope, I think I've learned something about myself in the new year already.
What's that?
Hope, I'm addicted to reality TV.
Okay, I need another drink. I knew this day was coming because of 90 Day Fiancé, Chrissy. So it's no surprise to me.
I just hate that this is the person I've become in such a short time. Okay, so first off, Netflix has picked up on a little doozy that Hulu and other shows do, other networks do.
Okay.
They're dropping episodes and then making you come back to watch some more next week.
That sucks.
It kind of did. It was a little bit of a shocker for me.
Is this happening like across the board or just in things that you're noticing like that you watch
in this show in particular?
Okay.
So I don't know if this is a trial run for them too.
Oh, like a pilot or something, yeah.
Well, not a pilot. It's a show that's already completed. Oh, they're going to drop the next three in next week and then three more episodes the week after that.
Okay, gotcha.
But they're delaying it. So kind of like when you watch Handmaid's Tale, you get three episodes usually in the beginning, two or three episodes the first, and then you watch one a week.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like next week a new one.
Yeah, like Mandalorian was the same way.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So with that being said, they're doing the same model.
Okay.
The show is called The Circle. Now, the first thing about The Circle that I do want to call them out on is they film a lot of footage, like, you know, the intro footage.
Mm-hmm.
It's the city of Chicago.
Oh.
Now, when you live here, you know it by the back of your hand.
Yeah.
But they use monuments like Sears Tower, John Hancock Building.
Okay.
So I thought the whole show was filmed here.
Okay.
Or at least a contestant was from here.
Yeah.
So I was really
stoked
to see this, right?
Yeah.
But I will tell you, it is insanely interesting. Now, I'm not sure if they're actors either, because it feels a little hokey. But when it starts out, it's eight people, but they're all kept in an apartment by themselves. So like you're in your own apartment. I'm in my own apartment. Get it? You see what I'm saying here? The only contact you have with people is via chat.
Okay.
Text chat.
Okay.
No voice. And you get to choose photos from your social media. So it's like a social media experiment.
Okay.
And there are catfishes in the building.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Two people have already been sent home, but they brought two new people in. But anyway, the concept of this show is what's got me. And this is where I'm hooked.
Okay.
Because it is literally judging people based on what they're putting out on the internet.
Yes. So their social presence.
Mm-hmm. And every day you mm-hmm. will vote for new influencers.
Okay.
So like whoever becomes the most popular, the one people end up really liking, how they interact with people in their private chats with them.
Okay.
How they interact in group chat, how they interact with the games that the show is putting up there. It's so captivating and so.
Sounds kind of mind fuckish.
It's a, but in a really weird reality way.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like, fuck, this is what it is though.
So.
We judge people based on, I think what the social lesson or the lesson of the show will
be. Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Is that I believe, because I don't know, it's not finished yet. But I believe they're trying to teach people stop but judging by what people put on their social, right? There's a scene where there's one. I don't want to ruin this because I really want people to go watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a scene where one of the players is really hurt because everybody's kind of calling her the catfish.
Okay.
And she's not. And
okay.
And you know she's not. I mean, when they're saying she is, I mean, you're seeing her, so you know she's not the one.
Yeah.
But it really hurt her. And somebody contacts her and says, hey, you know, how you doing after all of that? And she basically breaks down and says, I'm really hurt that you didn't stick up for me
mm-hmm.
because you defended somebody else
yeah.
and not me. And it just is this weird, like, really realistic where we are as a society.
Okay.
It's just wild. So it's a really interesting concept. I dig it so much.
Aww.
What about you? Would you do any Netflix surfing?
So not by choice, but I ended up watching this show called The Magicians, which I think is originally a sci-fi, like, channel production. But mm-hmm. then, I mean, I don't have cable. So we watched it on Netflix. And Stefan had watched it previously. And he said they're releasing a new season shortly. So he wanted to catch up because there are gaps that he wanted to, like, re-watch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched it. And actually, I didn't hate it. It was decent. It's about a bunch of kids that have magical powers and they go to the school and there's this never-ending list of problems that they encounter, quests that they go on, and they have to fight all these evil people. It's very interesting. If you want something to totally take your mind off of reality, that's probably the show for you. And it takes some really wild turns. So even though I wasn't totally devoted to watching every single minute of it, while I was kind of not feeling so great, it was nice.
There you go. Are you going to watch the new season when it comes out?
I might. I mean, he tosses it on, so it's like I'm doing my own thing, and
yeah.
It's on.
There you go.
Yeah.
When you just made the comment about if you want to step away from reality, I'm like, but I don't hope. I want bad scripted reality. That's my new jam. Speaking of new jams. So our buddy Jimmy has got his own booze. He's got his own brand.
That's awesome.
Dude.
I'm excited about this.
I cannot even believe it's the coolest thing in the world. Like, it's always one of those things, you know, we run into people who've already had a brand in place.
For a little while.
And you get to know them and you kind of come into them based on the brand and then you meet the people.
Yes.
But in this case, we're in a whole different side of it because we know the person.
Yeah, we knew the person
now has the brand.
Before. Yes.
That's so dope.
Yes, it is.
So I want to make sure we pronounce this correctly. If I'm saying this right, and Jimmy, if I'm not, I'm so sorry. I'm going to give it a whirl again. Guayabita Carib.
I think you said it right.
As we get a text from Jimmy next week. Jackass. It's wrong.
We tried.
But I'm really excited for him. I cannot wait for this to be out on the market. I think it's coming fairly soon. I do know that when it does, we are going to be one of the first people to get a bottle of it. It's a cane spirit.
Okay.
So, kind of like sugar cane, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it is infused with guava and finished with oak.
Sounds like a deal to me.
Girl.
That sounds really good.
First off, I love the fact that it's infused with guava.
Guava's
really good.
I don't
know many booze. I don't think I know any booze out there that is infused with guava. Do you?
I think the only thing I've tried recently was the refresher from Corona.
Oh, yeah.
But that was mixed, I don't
know
if that,
yeah, and I think that's more artificial. I don't know that it's necessarily infused with, which is a bit
different. Is totally different.
Yeah. And then this being finished with oak, you know I love woodsy, smoky. Oh, I'm so excited to try this.
I feel like it's going to be a really rich flavor.
I think it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. So now my whole goal is that as soon as we get this bottle, we have to sit down. Mm-hmm. We have to start drinking. And we have to come up with drinks, like mixers.
Oh, yeah.
You and I are going to have fun with this.
I'm excited.
I mean, we are going to promote the hell out of it. Not only because it's our friend, but... honestly, it sounds
delicious.
Freaking amazing. And the bottle is gorgeous. Did you see the design?
I really did.
We'll post a photo on our Instagram.
It really tore at my vintagey heartstrings.
Me too. I'll admit, the other weakness it had of mine is there's, I think, two separate parts on the bottle, maybe even three, where it talks about being made in Chicago.
Chicago pride.
I love that. I think it says Chicagoland, but I'll take that. Oh, that's Harper.
Hi.
She is definitely wanting attention today.
I'm trying to rub her in, like, while we're talking.
Oh my gosh, she is needy, needy pantsy. She just wants to bury that bone too, which is kind of cracking me up because she buries it in the corner of the sofa, and then I have to take them all out at the end of the night.
You make do with what you got.
Psycho
couch cushions.
So, yeah, she does what she does. She makes do. So, with that being said, we wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Yes,
we. We'll definitely try this, make a couple drinks of the week with it, and we would love to see Guayabita.
Carib.
Why did I struggle with that? Guayabita Carib.
There
we go.
It's going to take a minute for it to roll off the tongue.
Man, I'm telling you, I don't know why I'm struggling with
this
so hard.
Maybe once we drink a couple shots of it, it'll be 1, 2, 3.
See, that's the magic of it. I think that's it. You discovered it. It just needs, you need a couple shots and then it just rolls right off the tongue.
Exactly. That's exactly
it. I can't wait to get this in my hands. Hurry, Jimmy. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Yes.
All right. With that, now that we talked about taking a shot of the Guayabita Caribe.
Carib.
So close. So close, Hope. It is time for... shots or consequences.
Oh, yeah. It's that time.
It is that time. All right. Here's what we have. Today, we have Fino Tequila as the shot choice.
Yes, because it was so good last week that I want it again.
Oh, my God. It's the best tequila ever. Honestly, I had a shot of it during the week.
Just for good health,
Yeah, well, it was, you know, day after New Year's. It was New Year's Day. The day after New Year's. Like, it's suddenly a disconnected day. Yes. New Year's Day, I actually had a shot of it because I thought, what the hell? It's so good. I'm going to have a shot.
Yeah.
Today's question. This is a revealer, Hope.
Okay.
Would you like to tell the kids at home what your sexual fantasy, most current sexual fantasy is? Or would you like to take the shot?
Well, first of all, I'll start off by saying all I can think of is Ludacris. What's your fantasy?
I have no idea what that song is.
What?
Yep. Nope. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sorry.
Wow. Okay. Anyways, side note. For those of you who do know, you guys know what I mean. But no, I think the pod listeners know a lot about us, but I'm going to keep this one to myself. So I will be taking the shot.
So I thought about this one for a minute. Because I generally have no filter. My God, my dog is really loud on this pod today.
She's very active.
Holy smokes, man. She is putting on a show. Going back to it now, I'm fairly open, and I don't have a big fear wall of what I'm thinking, what I want to say, what I'm feeling, etc. Sexuality is sexuality. I don't have any, you know, like, hidden layers when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But this one is so dirty.
Oh, my God.
And so, yeah, I can't. I'm actually blushing just to tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't.
That takes a lot for you.
It's just, if that is an indicator of how insanely just filthy it is.
Totally normal, I feel like.
Wow.
For you.
Damn, bro, damn. I have feelings. Jesus Christ. Wow. All right, with that said, I'm going to take my shot then.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Cheers.
And that concludes Shots or Consequences. Ooh, we both lost.
I feel very warm all of a sudden.
Now I'll tell you what it is. All right.
It's going to take a couple more of those shots, though.
Really quickly, two things I want to mention, and then we're going to go into our final segment.
Sounds good.
So, one, with Shots or Consequences, you can now go onto the website. We have a contact button right on the front page. You can click on it, and you can send us Shots or Consequences. Either have us tell a truth, or you can dare us to do something. Mm-hmm. And if we decline, we choose it. And then we decline, we have to do the shot. Or we tell you or do whatever it is you are daring us to do.
Whatever you desire.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Hey. Easy, slugger. Turning that into something wrong. And then finally, last week's Shots or Consequences, which was way too racy for the pod.
Yeah, it was.
That was just, you just mom looked me so hard. Like, yeah, it was. That was just too much. There was too much. Okay, mine was very racy. Yours wasn't so bad.
No, mine
I could have left
bad.
Yours on. But it just would have seemed weird. Hopes is up at Chrissy's.
We'll just put it this way. If it said Madam X, it was really X-rated.
Yeah, it was X-rated. Yeah. So with that being said, we moved it over to Patreon. So you can access it on Patreon. And we've also done away with all of the tiers except for two.
Yeah.
So we have the dollar tier, but the dollar tier does not get you access to anything. That's a tip, just the tip. I'll never not love saying that. And then the $5 tier, which gets you everything.
All of the goodness.
Yeah, the whole shebang. So for $5 a month, which is less than some of the coffee bought by some of our Starbucks drinkers, and definitely less than most cocktails in a bar.
Yeah.
Most.
Yeah. Unless some you're drinking the well drinks.
Yeah. Well, some places have good drink specials. I'll throw them a bone there. Some do. Mm.
I'll say to that.
You can have access to everything and you get a handwritten card once a month from us.
Who doesn't want that?
Yeah. You never know what it's going to contain. It could be bad advice. It could be good advice. It could be
a doodle.
It could be a doodle. It could be we could tape a photo on it.
Could be a love poem.
It could be a hate poem.
A haiku. 575.
That is right. That is the rule.
I wrote way too many of them.
Didn't somebody
send
me a haiku and it was wrong and you called them out at it?
Maybe.
I feel like that happened. Whoever it is listening, like, it was me, you jackasses.
Yeah, probably.
Word of the day, jackass. All right. So check out our website. You can find everything there. It is boozybetties.com. There's a contact button, the suggestion button for Shots or Consequences. And you can also give us content, show ideas, etc. And then there's the link to Patreon right there and the store, etc.
Awesome.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Go do it.
Now.
Now.
Actually, after the pod.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, they can do both. They're multitaskers.
While you're listening.
I mean, as long as you, don't shut off the pod to go check it out.
You can do both.
We believe in you.
It's okay.
Finally, shit that made me say, in the new year. you see some things sometimes, Hope, and you just have to shake your head. This is where I was in the last 2 days with the internet. So I am going to list off three things that I saw that were just, what the fuck is going on in the internet moments, or in the world rather.
Yeah.
So the first one that came to mind for me, and then I'll let you share one.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this. Well, I do know you saw it because I showed it to you today.
Okay.
But I didn't know if you had seen it prior to my showing you today. Dr. Phil or his son, I'm still a little hazy on who it is selling their house, and it is a virtual nest of what the fuck.
I did not see the images of the home until you showed me today, and I purposely didn't want to see them because last night I was looking at our pre-show notes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I could go on the internet right now and be very entertained, or I'll just wait till I'm with Chrissy and be doubly entertained because we feed off of each other.
Or frightened, because it was frightening.
I have zero words to explain what kind of home this is.
I mean, what got me is that the first image you see, mm-hmm. which if this is the entry, which it does look to be so, mm-hmm. I'm down for the fact that there's a bar right
that,
when you walk
totally
in.
Totally acceptable. Yes.
I loved that. But I am not certain what it is. It looks like antlers up the entire stairwell, the very visible gun wall.
Yes.
The reindeer, I want to say the back of those chairs are also antlers.
The legs were antlers, yeah. Or the backs, I don't know.
It's just awful. There's a ton of, like, they look like mice.
Yeah, they're all, like, mice modeled
statues,
after
but,
mice.
Mm-hmm. In the very back of one of the pool hall, mm-hmm. there is a Batman Joker mouse.
Yeah.
The pool table, I'm kind of, again, I'll say it, I wasn't 100% hating on it because I did like the splatter on the floor.
Yeah.
But I was just having a hard time trying to fit it into that room.
I don't know. I guess the best, if I were to put a word to the home style, it would be classy, classy hodgepodge.
I was not going classy.
Or like lodge hodgepodge. There, lodge hodgepodge.
I would say that is, is kind of fitting. It's really just a weird fucking space, man. It's taste.
Nothing goes together.
It's no taste money.
Oh, I like that.
That's how it feels.
No taste money.
Like, you know when you walk in that they have money, but you also know they have no taste.
That's accurate. You know what? I'm going to give you that one.
Thank you.
No
taste
money.
That was all I could see. That's all I saw every time I looked in each photo. Just, ugh. The art with the blazing word fuck on it wasn't the worst piece of art I've ever seen.
No, not at all. I've seen some crazy stuff.
What about you? What were some finds?
Okay, so I have a list, but first one on the list is a Kentucky woman gave her probation officer a dog urine sample during a drug screening. Julie Miller, 40, of RJ, was arrested Monday on a charge of tampering with physical evidence. Why?
Wait a minute. What?
She's on probation.
No, I understand, but like why would you do that?
My thing is, dumbass, like your dog has different enzymes in their pee. Like, why would you ever think that that would pass a drug test?
I mean, how, okay, I'm just going to throw it out there. How fucked up is you? Like, there's no other way to say it. There's no kinder way to say it. There's no.
There really isn't.
Less of an uneducated way to say it.
But I had to put it on the list because we were talking about the fact that now marijuana is legal. But I can't even imagine. I cannot.
I know.
Like confidently handing that pee to my probation officer or whoever's doing the test. Be like, yeah, here's my clean pee.
Have you seen those memes where it's like they, you know, it's something that's in the article or in the advertisement looks very, really just like this awesome piece. Okay, I'll use the case in point. Mm-hmm. There was a Christmas tree.
Okay.
Right? You know, and in the article, in the ad that they've advertised in, it looks amazing. Mm-hmm. And in the ad, it looks really gorgeous, right? It's beautiful. So you think you're buying something that is going to look like that.
Of course.
And then in the meme, it always says this, you know, cashier or whatever, this fucker looked me dead in the eye and sold me this shit. And
that's, it's true.
That's all I can think of when you're saying she's handing him like dog urine. It's like she handed to him dead in the eye thinking you're gonna believe this shit. It's dumb.
I'm just like, so I'm bad. So astounded that someone would confidently think that that would work.
I cannot believe it. People are ridiculous. My next one, mm-hmm. I'm going to go with, dude, there was a dead employee and was in the Whole Foods. Whole Foods. We're not talking about
Jewel.
Or Aldi. Or
Tara.
Yeah, somewhere where it's a little less. Maybe somebody goes missing for the whole day and you're like, eh.
Yeah.
Whole Foods dude died in the bathroom, locked in there, and nobody knew it for the entire day.
See, this is what gets me, Chrissy. How are you going to see someone come in, clock in for work, all that, and then all of a sudden they just disappear? Two things would occur to me. A, they just didn't give a fuck and they said, fuck you, Whole Foods, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Which is, I've been at plenty of jobs where people have just up and left like that. So it's not something I haven't seen before. But secondly is, if you know this person and you're like, hey, yeah, I saw Billy Bob Joe like 10 minutes ago, you know, then you say, yeah, I saw Billy Bob Joe about an hour ago. You'd kind of like wonder, where did Billy Bob Joe go?
I don't feel like Billy Bob Joe is working at Whole Foods.
But my thing is, okay, first thing to comes to my mind, oh, maybe he's not feeling so well. Let me go check on him. Like, how are you going to tell me he was dead for like 12 hours because you guys never checked on him?
I mean, who? How did they discover it? Was it the cleaning crew, which I'm assuming is what happened?
Mm-hmm.
The cleaning crew went in, had to clean the bathrooms, and that's how they found the guy.
Well, I'll just put it this way. When I did work at O'Hare, there was a family bathroom. The minute that door is locked, obviously you think someone's in the bathroom. But if that door is locked for more than, I don't know, a couple hours, if the cleaning crew comes back, they're opening that fucking door.
Yeah, but this is Whole Foods. The airport, I understand that. I do understand that at an airport.
I mean,
Whole Foods is different because, in all fairness, somebody could, you know what I mean? And depending how many bathrooms were there, there is some room for this to have floated. I can see difference.
I don't know. To me, I'm always like, especially the fact that it is Whole Foods and it's not the airport, that I know who I'm working with 90% of the time, I kind of still find it odd.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm not disagreeing with their oddities to it at all. I'm not. But my thought that it could go on longer than the airport, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can definitely see it going on longer. So
at least someone found them.
Sorry, dude. This is not the way you want to spend.
Not at a Whole Foods bathroom, dude.
Last hours, much less your expired hours.
Yikes. Ugh. Next one on the list. A Utah man who bought a McDonald's hamburger for presentations on enzymes said the burger is now more than 20 years old. And it appears unchanged. David Whipple said he originally bought the hamburger July 7th, 1999. Chrissy, I was 8 years old. I am now 28 years old. This is
pretty intense. I saw this article too. It almost made my list, except that I've seen several of these instances before.
I've heard of this before, but an actual scientist person conducted the study. The thing that got me about it in this article is he said the burger was placed in a Big Mac tin, which I've never seen in a tin, but remained there for 6 years before taken out again, but it was in a coat pocket. How do you leave a Big Mac in a coat pocket for 7 years or whatever, 6 years or whatever?
I mean, I want those pockets. I never can find pockets that big in my...
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
How do you forget about that?
I mean, I can understand the forgetting about it if you have a giant pocket like that.
Man,
who has
I mean,
a giant it, pocket
honestly,
like that?
You might as well be Mary Poppins at that point.
That's a pocket.
Pull out an umbrella.
Right now.
A coat rack, like everything. So, yeah, that was one of the bizarre things I found.
I wasn't really looking for bizarre. I was just looking for things that just made me say, what the fuck?
Well, this did make me say, what the fuck?
My next one is more of a personal thing.
Okay.
I'm just putting it out there. And then it's my last one. I don't really have any more after this.
All right.
I have one thing that's a nice thing, so I'll save that. So today I go on to the old internets, and I see a video on Barstool.
Okay.
And I got to be honest, you know I'm a fan of Barstool.
Yeah.
I don't hate Barstool. There's a lot of people who don't love them, but I'm down for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The one thing I cannot stand is the Tom Brady jerk-off.
Oh.
And they had on a hype video, a Tom Brady playoff hype video. And for the love of all that is good and holy inside of me, why the fuck does there need to be a Tom Brady hype video?
Right? I agree with you.
There is no... If you know me, you already know how I feel about Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stand that fucking guy.
Yeah.
There is nobody more smug, more disturbing, more fucking awful, and just vile to me in the entire... And this is football we're talking about. It's filled with vile fuckers. I cannot stand him.
Well, my thing is, why is there a hype video if there's... He's already hyped up, dude. People always tell... Like, I'm just going to say this. People already say he's the greatest of all time, blah, 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 blah. Like, we already know this. Why the F you got to make a hype video?
I was so pissed off when I saw that I had to actually get up and walk away from my computer and take a breather. because I thought to myself, this is what the internet has to offer today, then we are doomed as a fucking people.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I wish you guys could see the rage on Chrissy's face right now. Oh, I'm so
mad right now. I can't even fucking stand it. I am so mad.
I'll narrow this down and say that this will be my last one. Because I think this one, honestly, when I read this story, Chrissy, I thought of you.
Great.
No, you'll understand why.
I know, but it's like, it's a what the fuck moment. It reminds me of you. Perfect.
Okay. A man is blurring the line between man and machine by implanting chips in his hand that allow him to, among other things, unlock his Tesla. Wait, it gets better. So, the Tesla key that allows him to unlock his car with a wave of his hand. He has other chips in his hand as well that unlock doors at work, log on and off of his computer, share contact information using the same technology as Apple Pay and Google Pay. And in his other hand, he has a magnet for magic tricks.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's peel it back one. Uh-huh. This guy can pay for his stuff by waving his hand?
Yeah. Wait. It gets better. So people obviously had questions like, who the F did this for you?
That's fair.
He said most of the chips were installed by a family member, but required the help of a piercing studio to implant the Tesla key. And there was a picture in his finger, like his index finger. It's this chip that's totally visible.
I don't know how I'd feel about that, though.
Yeah.
That's taking it a tiny further than I would be okay taking it. But if I could get the pay chip in my hand, I don't know, man. I gotta be honest.
So, yeah.
Oh, man, I do. Okay, I get the connection.
So, I thought of you, Chrissy.
This totally changed. Look at me. I'm like a different person now. I went from ragey to just.
I knew that this would be the one.
The final thing I have, and I think you will concur, is I think Adele's our spirit animal right now.
Oh, I fucking love Adele.
Like, I'm not the biggest Adele girl. I was when she first started, and then she got too big, and I hate overhype of anybody, clearly. Let's pause it. Clearly. However, there are photos of her on the internet today where she is going into, I think, the ocean.
Yeah.
In a cocktail dress while still holding her cocktail. And if that doesn't say what I want my 2020 to fucking be, then nothing does.
Agreed.
I'm slapping that on my vision board. She is my spirit animal.
I like Adele a lot.
I don't hate Adele because I'm going to get slammed by Adele lovers. But
I mean, I'm not as big as a fan as Lady Gaga. Like, Lady Gaga's my god, you know? But... But I do like Adele, and I feel like she's doing really well lately, and more power to her.
Yeah. I like her. Again, like I said, don't get me wrong. I just, whenever people get super hyped, I usually have to take a step back because I don't want to hate them.
Yeah, no, I get you. 100.
And when people get blown up, that you hear them everywhere. There was a point in time when Adele was really big, you couldn't flip a radio station.
That's what I was just going to say. Once you hear a song about a billion times, that's what kills it for me.
Mm-hmm. Another quick thing on the website, I will be adding all of the drink of the week going back.
Dang, girl.
Ugh, I have an undertaking. It's going to take some time.
God bless. Godspeed.
Sign of the
May
cross.
May the force be with you.
And also with you.
Amen.
And with that, we are out of here.